Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. So glad you could be joining us, whatever timeline you're listening to this. As just a kind of reminder, everybody, within about 12 hours after we go live, we also have it as an automatic download. So it's kind of nice. You can listen at your convenience. So whenever you're listening, we really greet you. Anybody who's actually listening live, we want to remind everybody to get into that chat room. Basically, just follow the prompts through the Blog Talk Radio. And if you're listening online and want to get into our switchboard, that number again is 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. We've got just a full table here tonight. We're going to want to greet everybody to the cafe. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Okay.
He's okay. You want to tell anybody, any some of our new listeners who you are and how wonderful you are? There we go.
Well, I don't know about the wonderful. I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when. I'm currently I'm a tattoo artist. I got a shop up here in Seattle, Washington called Cuomo. We've been up there about 15 years. And I hope I think I help people with their psychic armor.
There you go. Yes, you do. He's quite the little artist. So if you ever get a chance to be up in the Seattle area, besides getting a great cup of Java, Go ahead and check out Mr. Jamie with the Java. There we go. And we have Miss Tony in the house. Hey, Miss Tony, how are you this evening?
I'm doing terrific, of course.
Okay. Can you tell any of our new listeners who you are and how wonderful you are?
Well, my husband and I have an air conditioning company, and right now I'm doing a new project, which is called Nano Simple Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm an entrepreneur that has a lot of ideas, and we're getting into them, and I'm enjoying
them. There we go. Yes, you are. I'm kind of helping her get some of that stuff up and going, and we will keep you ahead of what's going on with putting some of that stuff up online and how if you're needing any kind of help with family, especially with children, Nano Simple Wisdom is going to be something available for people that they can just get free access and be able to get on there and talk to Miss Tony, the Nana girl. There we go. And we have Miss Gloria in the house. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are we wonderful this evening?
Hey, Robin. I am doing great.
Good.
I tell you, I am so wonderful. It's beyond words.
Well, then we can't really say too much, can we? You're just like blowing it out of water. There's nothing else to say on that one. Okay. And we have one of our regulars tonight. We are so happy to have Dr. Steve Ward. He's a chiropractor in Long Beach, California. And just give you a quick commercial on him. Dr. Steve, he has a family care center that's in Long Beach, California. And the address is actually 6530 East Spring Street. And if you guys want to go to Chiroman, that's chiroman.com. And actually, if anybody's listening in, want to check out that, we're actually going to go straight over and be checking out thechiroman.com. And also, there's another connection there called The Power of Positive Computing. And Dr. Ward has such a wonderful program. He actually has created these really beautiful vistas of beauty that have powerful quotes that go with them. And you can actually walk into his office, and you can just sit there while you're waiting for your fun little treatment with him. Because if you go to see Dr. Ward, it's just a fun experience. I'm telling you, you just get a little excited just to say hi to Dr. Steve, so life is good. And you get to just get a positive point for your day, and you're feeling good, and you're looking good, so life is really great. So, hey, Dr. Steve, how are you this evening?
I am doing great.
Good. And we already know you're wonderful, so I wasn't even going to ask you about how wonderful you really are. We already know you're wonderful. So there you go. That's
well,
just good.
Thank you.
So know, if you, like I said, if we go to chiroman.com, there's a brand new commercial that Dr. Ward has put together, and it's an animated version of Dr. Steve. And he's in his little chiroman suit. He's got like a Superman suit where he's got the spine on there on the front of his suit. Instead of an S, it's this, and I spy, you know, the head, the skull with a positive looking spine there. And, you know, and you really have to go check it out because he actually flies in this commercial. It's pretty darn awesome. So can you give us a couple minutes and tell us how that got put together?
Sure. Well, we wanted to do something that was fun, and I have developed over the last 20 years a pretty extensive 3D animation product, and in 3D, we pretty much show anything that can happen to the spine three-dimensionally, and why we use animation is it allows us to show a process in motion so we can show normal, mild, moderate, severe, degenerative, and even degenerative out of control cases. So people understand animation better than, say, a still shot on a poster. They actually get to see how a spine will deteriorate. So one day we were on YouTube and we saw that some of the animations had millions of views, and I thought, wow, we should make kind of a funny animation and put it up on YouTube and see if people enjoy it. And we sure have enjoyed putting it together, and so we just wanted the Chiroman guy to kind of resemble me. I'm a bald-headed guy, and so as you said, I'm in a Superman suit with a spine on my chest, and we have the Chiroman guy doing cartwheels and dancing and walking kind of strange. My computer guy put it together, and so he put it together so that people will get a couple laughs. So it's not really a serious thing, but it has been done pretty well, and the animation is pretty extensive. It's about an 80-second commercial. So that's how we did it and why we did it, and more for fun than anything else, and hopefully to bring more people to the chiroman.com website.
Well, there you go. And did you do the cartwheels?
Well, no. We use what is called motion capture. Yeah,
okay.
I probably should do a cartwheel, but I might need a chiropractor after that.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God, did he do a cartwheel? Because he was telling me a while ago, last year we were going to have moments on the 15th, and we had some technical difficulties that night, so we unfortunately were able to have a show. And I was, he was telling me all about it, and I was all excited. I was going to go check it out and everything, you know. So, since then, I checked it out, and I was like, oh, my, because he said he was actually, the camera, you have a camera that actually records you doing the different positions. Is that right?
No.
No. Okay.
It doesn't deal with me at all, other than it's a bald-looking, hyper-realistic view of me. And, of course, he's a little bit thinner than I am, a little bit younger than I am. But nevertheless, it's all done in good fun. And we like to, you know, bring the concept of joy and fun into people's lives. And I enjoy that in my clinic, and I enjoy laughing and singing and dancing and different things like that. But certainly I don't dance like the animation dances.
Okay, that's good to know, because, this Chiroman,
like,
really,
so.
He really dances and gets down. He gets pretty funky. So there you go,
Right.
So I was wondering about that whole thing. Okay. But, and again, we're just really encouraging everybody to go to the chiroman.com website. Go ahead and check that out. And there's actually some YouTubes in addition to that you can go ahead and check out while you're there. And just a little more seriously, he's got a bunch of information on there, which is different levels of just the awareness of the body and how it's really connected to our emotions and how it's really connected to just our life story. One thing that I had a friend of mine that I had the privilege of watching Dr. Ward assist her for a little while, and she was in her 80s and really had an issues with falling forward and just be dealing with some stuff. And Dr. Ward was, seeing her pretty much on every couple weeks. So it was really a privilege to watch him actually, assisting her and helping her to get better and flexible and just all that really good kinds of stuff. So along with that emotional connections, we were going to go ahead and focus tonight on the gender focuses and actually go into the male tendencies and maybe what that can look at. So, Dr. Work, take it away. Let's kind of talk about our male tendencies here, of what we can be looking for within the body.
Sure. Well, when we see a spine that deviates right in a curvature, so in our work, we take standing and seated front view and side view full spine x-rays, and so we measure a spine and we want to see if it's perfectly aligned or if it goes to the right or left. When a spine curves to the right on a male, it is very common. I see it very common, and it really gets into the obscurity of the male parent. And
okay.
So when there is a male parent obscurity or abandonment, many men will have right curvature because they will be looking for female parent approval. The right curve men are more emotional, sensitive. They are certainly perfectionistic. They set high standards for themselves. And as I said, they do look for female parent approval. And, of course, many times they do not get the female parent approval, and that's when they will try to improve more to get it. But as it relates to gender, many times men who follow brothers will also have right curvature of the spine, especially when the parent wants a girl and gets the boy. So that is a factor as to why a male would have a right curve. Right curve would, again, be more emotional. Left curve would be more logical.
So you're the second born, and you were there were hopes of being the girl. You're a boy. Would that curvature appear even at birth?
No, not necessarily at birth, because it does take time for various curves to develop in the body. But very early on in life, what we can see is when you lay a child down on their tummy and you look to see if the right leg is shorter than the left, we call it a functional short leg. If you do see a right short leg, which is so very common, then you can pretty much guarantee that that child's more sensitive and emotional, gets hurt, takes things personal, that kind of thing. So, are you still there? I guess you are.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just going to see if anybody at the table had a question for you. You guys are being
really
quiet.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. And, you know, so when one of the first things that Dr. Steve had taught me was when someone has more of a dominant mother, they're going to walk with their feet, their toes pointed outward instead of inward. So they're going to be more of an outward, walking. And if it's more of a male dominated,
absolutely,
they're going to be more pigeon-toed.
No, actually, you got it just opposite. When the mother's more dominant, they toe in and flex their knees. Therefore, they're going to go forward in a curve, representing the drivenness of the female parent. When you see a toeing out or locking of the knees, it's more common to have a male parent withdrawal or a male parent abandonment. Now, of course, in those situations, if a male parent is unable to nurture, validate, love, or encourage, it will show up in pattern as kind of like an abandonment, even if that parent is there. And, of course, the more backward a spine deviates from normal, the more severe the abandonment issues are with the male parent. So it's what was that?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I keep interrupting you. Okay. So is it different then for a male and a female when it comes to a level of male abandonment, that a woman's going to show it the opposite of a man when it comes to their walking?
No, not necessarily. Usually when women have abandonment issues, male parent abandonment issues, they will also have a backward curve deviation of the spine. But you'll also see a lot of times the female in a left curve, which means that when they get hurt, they will internalize, rationalize, withdraw, and deny. They don't want people to really know when they're hurt. They get quiet when they're hurt. They expect someone to understand what they need without ever really wanting to express it. So, but yes, you know, what we do see as a commonality is a backward curve deviation with male parent abandonment. And I think it's important, you know, because if we see that in a child, then we can help to give the child some coaching and some help that can help them to understand it wasn't personal. Because in most cases of abandonment, it's generational, not personal. And we do want people to understand that a lot of things that happen that are hurtful a lot of times are not personal.
So how long does it normally take if you're seeing that already and say, you know, it's a child that maybe like, what, 8 to 10 years old, something like that, to introduce the idea that it's not personal, that it's just, you know, like you're saying, generational? How long would it take for a normal a child to go ahead and their stride and stuff would change?
It doesn't take long. You know, when dealing with children, if you get them early, it's so much easier for them. And for instance, just the basic left to right curve, you know, it's far easier to deal with a male child in a right curve than a male child in a left curve. The left curve is far more fear-based, and the right curve is more expectation-based. And children adapt very fast, and when they're given new information that makes sense to them, they can transform very quickly, and we see it in comparative x-ray studies where the spine was a disaster, and then 4 months later, it looks like a totally different person. And they are a different person because we're really working on their identity early on in their life to help them evolve into the person they were created to be, not the person that sees themselves through the inherited dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. So if we move to an adult level of that, you know, what would be a realistic for having something like that shift?
Well, adults can shift pretty quickly, too. It's all relative to degree of denial because certainly there are men that you can't express anything emotionally to of them. And so sometimes a simple thing is all you can sneak in there, like, when was the last time you told yourself you love yourself or something? And they'll be like, why in the world would you ask that? You know, just some intro, you know, thing to kind of get them shifting and being open. And a lot of times with denial, I might say something to them, oh, no, that didn't happen. I said, oh, yeah, I figured you would say that. And then they say, why do you think I would say that? And that opens up the door for me to give a little kernel of insight, but not much. You know, you don't want to overwhelm people, and you certainly don't want to overwhelm people who are not ready for a breakthrough. It's not my need to transform them. It needs to be their need to, you know, gain awareness, and I will give it, but I can't not dump it on them if they're not ready.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Sure, go ahead, Tony.
I'm wondering how young of a child would you consider seeing if they have this to help them to really have a better life because you're kind of getting their mind in a better place?
Yes, I think about age 3 is probably around the best time, 3 to 5.
Okay.
You know, earlier is better than later, and but again, you know, helping them to understand a couple little things early on will help them later on in life. And they learn by observation. And for instance, when I deal with a child, say, in a challenge, I never come at them with their challenge. I will talk to them based on maybe some of my own challenges when I was a child, and give them stories, and then they can see the similarities, and then I talk about how I shifted my life in that experience instead of coming right at them, because it is delicate, and we do want to, you know, not dump things on them that they're not ready to cope with. And sometimes
right.
a child can hear a story very effortlessly, and then they go and work on that in their own way, and that creates great change. And of course, you know, I've done so much work with Duchenne muscular dystrophy children over the years. So I've And we probably have the oldest kids in the world alive with that disease, and it's all based on shifting them at 3, 4, 5 years of age, because I've been treating many of them for 20 years now. So
right.
I've known them their whole life. and of course, some of them are living. I have one that's going to be 28 years old, and, you know, Duchenne kids commonly live to be 12 to 15.
Wow.
Yeah, so you go back to our archive shows back on December 7th of last year. We had a really dynamic show that actually introduced Dr. Ward onto the show, and it was all about just the challenges he had when he was even an infant. I think, how many times did you die before when you were the incubator and all that? His dad was a chiropractor, and his dad was coming, you know, and giving him adjustments while he was still at the hospital, because he kept having so much trauma within his system that his dad kept bringing him back and bringing him back and bringing him back, you know, readjusting him and adjusting him and adjusting him, and really blowing a lot of medical people in the, you know, in the whole situation with the medical stuff away, I'm sure, because his dad was just on such a cutting edge and understood everything, and, you know, with the spine on such a different level than what was especially being known then. It was just amazing.
Yes, and I'm not sure how many times I died, but many times I'm told, and of course I was in an incubator, and my dad was adjusting me 4 or 5 times a day as an infant, and I responded. You know, chiropractic helped me then, and it's helping me now. So, the big thing is that there was a part of me that wanted to live too. You know, we all have to have the fight within us. And especially when we have a challenge, and it does help to have a dad like I had, who was very far ahead of his time, and just, you know, my mentor and a brilliant man in my life. So I'm mm-hmm. just thankful that he was in my life to help coach me to be who I am today.
I'm very thankful he was too. My goodness, yeah. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, when Dr. Ward is actually coming and talking to these kids, and he's speaking from that level, it's just true that whenever you look at somebody, you definitely, when somebody's speaking the truth in their life experiences, they know that you know. You know, there's that definite truth about, you know, and that level of sharing that happens.
Yes, and in many cases, I have other kids around who have really made breakthroughs, and that's where kids really learn, is when they see a child that can guide them in a different way of looking at life. And so many times I hardly have to work. One of my muscular dystrophy kids, he always comes in and he coaches the younger kids. And tries to help them to see that he is, you know, that they have power within themselves. And kids interviews up on the Chiroman site, his name is Moses. And he is, it's worth watching, because he's not only a brilliant young man, he's very accomplished, and he's a great ambassador and for the work and for what we are trying to accomplish.
Well, I think it's great. And like with Nana Simple Wisdom, so many children, there's other ways that you can find out stuff, such as what you're talking about, and people just don't know about it.
That's true. You know, it's not a science that, even though we've been doing it for, you know, he started mid-60s assessing the full spine x-rays. It just takes a long time, because medical model is looking at segments of the body, and we look at the whole body, and, you know, it's not the norm, and very few, you know, a lot of doctors aren't looking at the whole, and
right.
But in time, you know, with patience and results, you know, because that's what matters, is if you can get a result and if you can duplicate the result. Is that truly, in challenging cases, all the parents care about? Can you help my child, and how long will it take?
Yeah, I mean, I want him walking out of here, and we just have a new attitude, okay? No. But 9 times out of 10, when they say that, it's actually the parent who needs to have the new attitude, not necessarily the kid.
Well, that's true.
You know
that
how that goes.
Problem,
yeah, exactly. It's not just going to be with just the individual child, that's for sure. Because, you know, it had to come from somewhere, that's for darn sure. Well, and I just wanted to say, too, that going to Dr. Ward's family center, he's his main office, he has some light boards that he has up there with full spine x-rays. And that's one thing that's really unique about his practice is he can actually take, he prefers actually to see a full spine x-ray, because if there's any trauma within the spine, it's not going to be located in just one area that a normal chiropractor is going to focus on. It's the full level of how the body's reading all that energy and the way that everything's in alignment or disalignment. So it's just really, he's got 2 or 3 examples of just crazy spines that you're looking at. How could that person even be alive, let alone be functioning on any level, because the spine is just crazy. It's totally warped, and you look at that and just amazement that that person, you know, could really be in a place where they actually can get shifted. It's amazing.
Well, and some of those cases are so severe, we are just reframing them consciously to help them live within a really dramatic example, because it would be very hard when the body is pathologically locked into an 80-degree scoliosis or whatever, you know, and expect transformation in that structure. But, you know, one point that I'll make about full spine is we have all known people who've had hip replacement or knee replacement. And so the doctors look at the pelvis and say, oh, the hip joint's breaking down, and so you need to have hip replacement. Well, that's the effect. The cause is those people, they're going really far forward in curvature. So if you don't look at the whole body, the whole spine, you do not see the forward curvature that's causing the hips to carry the load of the spine that's breaking down. So that's the, you know, the cause creating the localized effect. And when we look at the whole, we can begin to understand that every pathology, there's a reason for it. We, instead of saying, oh, you have a herniated disc, we should ask the question, why did your disc herniate?
Right.
Because in that question, we get to more root level of what problem existed to create that local problem. And to me, that's helped my mind think, but, you know, a lot of doctors, they really haven't seen it that way. But as time goes and we start to realize that every disease shows up in pattern, once we understand pattern, we can help people. And our topic tonight was gender issues with men. Well, what ultimately happens is they get testicular cancer and they get prostate cancer. So
it just continues to go down the spine, yeah.
It's a very serious issue. And, you know, you show me a prostate cancer case that didn't have an obscure father and didn't have a dominant mother. It's in all the cases I've assessed, that's been the story. So if that is true, and certainly I'm not an expert on that, but I have seen, say, 20 cases of that, you know, it's pretty profound.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are out of time. I mean, we've got our half-hour format now that we do. And just to remind everybody that on any level, if you'd like to go see Dr. Ward, and whether you'd like to do it on an emotional level, you've got any kind of physical situations that would really call for being able to look at that, his family center, again, is Ward Chiropractic Family Center. And the address is going to be over on East Spring Street. It's 6530 East Spring Street in Long Beach, California. And a good contact number for the office is 562-420-8884. And if you want to go and email Dr. Steve, you can go to drsteve@chiroman, that's chiroman.com. And could go over there and check it out with his positive, the power of positive computing. You can actually just go there, purchase it, and it's downloads. He's got like about, you have 12 different positive computings that you have now, or?
I think there's 11 for PC and 11 for Mac. So,
okay, well, there you go, 22, the 22 yeah. wonderful master number there. That's always good, having a master number, so I'm
there
really looking at it. So we thank you again for being at the show, and we thank our regular cafe diners, and again, we want to thank everybody for joining us at the cafe, so thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.